Hi, good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. How are you today? I hope that you are doing very well. God gave me a lovely vision these few days, and I want to share it with you. During my daily prayer and worship with God, when I was having a good time enjoying myself in the Lord's presence, God suddenly asked me, He called my name and He said, "Do you want to be the wind?" He asked me this sentence, and it was very peculiar. I did not know what He meant by the wind, and I have absolute trust and absolute faith in His character. It's not about having no persecution or having 100% blessings, but it's because I know the character of the Lord. I understand the character of my God very well, and I know that whatever He offers me, whatever He suggests to me, even if it's hard, even if it entails some kind of discipline or sacrifice, I know that it's going to be the best thing for me. It's like somebody who loves you a lot. You're a child, you know that whatever your father or mother suggests to you, it's going to be the best thing that they think is the best for you. And for our humanly parents, sometimes they fall short because they are not God. And like all humans are flawed, so sometimes their best ways are not really the best ways. But God is God. God doesn't have this limitation of humans. He doesn't make mistakes. He doesn't fall short. And so whatever the Lord suggests to me, I know that it's going to be the best for me. It's whether I like it or not. And so I was having such a good time in the presence of the Lord that I put out my hand immediately and I said, "Yes, Lord," without thinking, without knowing. And I said, "Yes, Lord, I want to be the wind. I want to be whatever you said." And He could have suggested anything. He could have suggested, "Do you want to be a lampshade? Do you want to be a tower?" And anything, I would have just put up my hand and volunteered and say, "Yes, Lord, I'll be whatever it is that you say I'll be. I don't really know what it is, but I'll be." And I think the Lord had a good laugh over that. And then the Lord said, the second and the third sentence, He said, "Are you sure?" And then I said, "Yeah, I'm sure," in this very gung-ho manner, right? And then He asked again, "Are you not afraid?" And at that time, I was very charged up and I said, "No, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of anything. As long as God, you are with me and we do this together." And there was just a funny conversation I had with the Lord before and I wanted to share with you. A few days later, I found out what the wind was. You know, at first I didn't know, so I was trying to Google, like, what does the Bible says about wind? And I didn't know what it was. But a few days later, through different times, God gradually revealed to me what He meant. There is one vision of the Holy Spirit as a white horse rider, as a white horse, that is very lovely. Let me share it with you. Some time ago, I saw the Holy Spirit as a manifestation of a white horse rider. I don't know whether the white horse rider itself was Jesus, but the horse, the white horse, was definitely the Holy Spirit. And it was a spiritual white horse rider. It went at full speed. It was just galloping. It was racing at full speed across the surface of the world, across the globe. I saw it galloping across the globe at full speed because it was trying to cover as much ground as it can across the globe. In fact, it was running. It was galloping so fast that it kicked up the foamy waves. It was like in submerged in shallow waters, ankle deep waters, across the surface of the earth, there were these covering of shallow waters, and the horse was moving so fast that it created foamy waves, bubbling, frothing waves as it ran. It was actually quite beautiful. And at that time when I saw the Holy Spirit manifestation, and he was going in such a hurry, like it was very important. He had a very important task that he needed to complete. And I was like kind of panicking because I was afraid to be left behind. I was putting up my hands again and asking the Holy Spirit, "Where are you going? Where are you going? Don't leave without me. Take me along with you. I don't want to lose out. I don't want to be left behind. I want to go with the white horse rider wherever he was going, across the many, many distance and miles at top speed." Because of my begging the white horse rider, the Holy Spirit, to take me along with him wherever, whatever movement that he was shaking in the earth, I saw in the vision the white horse rider, as the horse ran past me, he swooped down and he carried me off and he lifted me, threw me back behind the horse, and I was galloping off with him. And as many Christians wants to ride with the white horse rider, he would do that for you. Isn't it a lovely vision? Since then, I received many more facets of what was happening. At some point in time, when we have the opportunity, I want to slowly tell you about all the many blessings and visions that God has shown me. We come to the strong ones, to the firm ones, to the true believers in the body of Christ. Do you know why the white horse rider was riding at top speed? Do you know why? Because some distance away from him, followed after him, the other horses, the black horse, the red horse, the pale horse, when they are riders, and in the book of Revelations. And I know that these are the satanic horses and of Satan, the riders, that God allowed to send out in the world. And they will come quickly, follow quickly after the white horse rider has first been sent out. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you, brothers and sisters? God is telling you and I that the reason why the white horse rider was riding at top speed is because he's trying to cover as much ground as he can, because shortly after him will come the satanic strongholds and the persecutions that will break out upon the world. So what God is saying is that there is a short window of time. There is a very short window of time that we are given, that the Holy Spirit has, and the Holy Spirit's using the body of believers to spread the gospel throughout the world. There will be a fierce, a magnificent, but a short-lived revival that's going to consume the entire world. We're going to see the days of Acts come back. We're going to see the next great revival. In fact, this is one of the final waves of revival as we enter the end day season. Do you know now why the Holy Spirit needs so many workers? My brothers and sisters in Christ, I saw the fields are full with harvest. The barley wheat, the wheat, the harvest, they are ripened, they are golden. They must be harvested at the optimal timing. At an opportune timing, they must be harvested to be brought into the storehouse, the barn houses of God, to be brought in into safety, not to die and perish in the hellfire. There's an optimal timing and season for the harvesting that we must not miss, because the wheat, if it's overripened, it will die and it will rot away, and the harvest will be wasted. Brothers and sisters, what we have been praying for, what we have been longing for, the day that when Christianity will become mainstream, when miracles and powers will fall upon us again. The days are coming, and the Lord is looking for people. That's how serious it is. But let me tell you something. It's not going to be like the old revivals of the past. The old wine is still. It cannot be recycled. It cannot be brought out and given to the people to drink again. The Holy Spirit is giving new wine. The Holy Spirit is giving fresh anointing and fresh manifestation. It's not an old-fashioned religion. The roots are core and the roots are central. The cross is central, the central tenet to our belief. But the fresh oil, the fresh anointing is relevant, is absolutely relevant for the circumstances and the situations happening in the world today, right now. Let me tell you something else, brothers and sisters, because the Lord told me a long time ago, signs and wonders will have to accompany the preaching and the evangelism of the message. If you just go out and you good intentions, you try to recite the Bible to people, you print the messages on the little tracts, I'm not saying that they are no use, but I'm saying that if you just preach without power, without miracles, without prophecies, it's not enough. It simply is not enough. Because the people, they are fed on Avengers movies, they are fed on superheroes, they expect miracles. And the satanic kingdom is giving them plenty of fake and pseudo miracles. Where are the miracles of God? Where are the miracles of God? If you believe that God is real, and you believe that God is real, you believe that His power has not diminished, then He has the ability to do miracles and supernatural signs and wonders. He's only able to do them to the extent of your faith. And He can only do them through you, through us, who are the vessels, the container for His miracles. In the end days, it's a pit of the powers. Satan is going to showcase his power to draw people into his kingdom of darkness. But in this power game, God has unlimited resource, as I taught you before. Therefore, when we go power to power, God will definitely win. Now it's a matter of finding sufficient vessels. Because in this revival, God doesn't want to do it through one person, two person. There's not going to be a great evangelist, famous evangelist that you see in the past church history. No, as I told you, it's a new era. It's a new way of doing things. God told me very clearly that He's going to pour out His revival, His winds of revival, His anointing, His strength into the remnant, into the body of believers. We're going to be nameless. Our names are not going to get famous, but our God is going to get famous through our preaching that is set on fire, through our anointing that flows out through us, in our voices, in our words, in our praise songs, in our prayers. I'll teach you something else since we're on the topic. I learned this from Pastor Derek Prince a long time ago. Pastor says that if you want to maximize your returns for the effort that you put in, many times we put in one unit of effort and we receive one unit of produce or rewards. But if you want to quickly multiply, accelerate, you put in the effort and it just catches on fire. It just explodes many, many times over. You need to go with the flow of the Holy Spirit. Have you ever tried to swim against the tide? You need to expend a lot more effort and you cannot swim far. Have you tried to swim together with the current? The current propels you forward. You put in one measure, one unit of strength, and the current brings you much further progress in front. Throw away the old wine. Throw away the old messages that you received 20, 30 years ago. ask God. God is a new fashion God. Come on. God is not some old-fashioned fuddy-duddy. That is your misconception. That is the misconception of the world. Our God is at the forefront of the world events. He's not only current. He's even beyond in the future. That's how forward He is. Who wants to catch the wave with me? Who wants to catch the wave with God and go surfing with God in the best and wildest adventure of your entire lives? You will never get this chance again. Catch the wave of God. Go along with Him. Do the things that the Holy Spirit is doing in this season. Yes, there will be persecutions. Yes, there will be opposition. What did I teach you about the two opposing kingdoms? Are you content to let the kingdom of darkness take over your land, take over your body, take over your family, and you just lie down to die without any resistance? If you're not, then stand up. If you're not, then join the kingdom of God. We have the superior power. We have the superior power from God. We do not need to be afraid. We only need to be obedient. The Holy Spirit is a fire. I saw Him lighting the fires, a fierce burning fire, a revival, so burning so ardently, so passionately, so fiercely. Guess who are the wind? Who are the wind? The little winds, the small wind, the big winds, little mini tornadoes, hurricanes. We are the wind. You and I, we are the wind. If we catch the fire of revival of God, we are the wind that will blow and spread the fire of revival. Revival in our communities, in our families, in our schools, in our offices, in our lands, in our countries. We are the winds. He is the fire.